So, Mr. Wong, with your words of wisdom, I did have an opportunity to look at your background, and in addition to the work that you are actively engaged in doing, you are also a chair of the Mississauga Board of Chinese Professionals and Businesses. This is where you exemplify dedication to linking Chinese professionals and businesses in order to help advance the socioeconomic well-being of all of the residents in Mississauga. Please tell us more about the work that you've done with the Mississauga Board of Chinese Professionals and Businesses.
It's a Chinese organization in Mississauga, obviously, and its title is CPB. That's what we call ourselves. And it's a group of people who came to Canada and worked very hard and are successful in their own business or as professionals. We have doctors and their lawyers, insurance agents, and other business people. It is a way to give back, but there are a lot of organizations that do that, and they're wonderful. And you'll get organizations, and I know within the Polish community, Canadian community, you're going to have organizations that want to teach the children of the community some of the traditional classes, like music and dance, and to keep the culture going. All very, very wonderful and very helpful. However, with CPB, what we really wanted to do was to say that we as Canadians, first and foremost, and then as Chinese Canadians of Chinese descent and origin, want to be able to contribute to the welfare of the city of Mississauga. So collectively, we've raised over $2 million for the hospital, the Trillium Foundation, Trillium Health Centers in Mississauga, for the University of Toronto Mississauga campus, and a lot of other agencies. But part of it is not just giving money. And I always tell people, I always get quoted by foundation chairs. I say, look, we could raise money for you, and we could run a gala and maybe come together and pull together $60,000 to $100,000 and give you a check. But that's not what you need. What you need is a relationship. We need organizations that can help break down the barriers so that we truly are become a unified country. And as we saw with CPB, what we saw was that by extending ourselves and helping the community writ large, we break out of our own silos. And more importantly, invite others to join us. I think
Yes.
that's the true value of CPB.
Certainly. And I oftentimes encourage the youth and the young professionals to become involved with various associations, organizations that are out there, because you'll be provided with many opportunities to network with successful professionals who are doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and people who you can potentially learn from. Ask questions. If you don't ask questions, you won't know the answers. And I want to mention that with my background, both of my parents came to Canada from Poland, and I'm very proud of having a Polish background. I was born in Hamilton, Ontario, and then my parents moved from Hamilton to Burlington. And I always wanted to become involved with the Polish community. And growing up, I attended various Polish classes. My grandma was a teacher in Poland, and then when she came here, she decided that she loved kids so much, so she still wanted to be around children, so she ended up working at a daycare. And she went through the whole citizenship process, became a citizen of Canada, and then my father became a citizen with my mom and my brother too, who was born in Poland. And what they've all encouraged me to do is to follow my dreams, but also be proud of where I come from and my family roots. And growing up, I learned how to speak in Polish before I learned how to speak and write in English. And that's something that I'm thankful for, because when families move from Europe and they come to Canada or America, oftentimes the kids, the parents will want the kids to understand where they come from, because it's something that every person should be proud of and they should remember. And moving on, I always wanted to be as actively engaged with the Polish community as possible. So whether it meant, you know, attending church at St. Gabriel's Church in Burlington, or, you know, becoming, you know, a part of various festivals and organizations, volunteering my time, that's one aspect of, you know, my way of contributing. But not too long ago, I became a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce of Toronto. And as a result of becoming a member, I have been provided with many opportunities to, you know, network with other individuals who, you know, who have similar passions, who have similar interests. And I just want to say that it's so important for students to look into the different organizations that are out there. I'm not telling you to sign up right now, today, but it doesn't hurt if it's something that perhaps has sparked an interest in the past. It doesn't hurt for you to do your research first. And before you commit to anything, ask if you can attend a meeting. See what it's like. See if it's right for you. Ask questions. Network with the people around you. And if you decide you're interested, then go for it.
Well, what I do now is ask to attend a meeting, obviously. You know, that's very good advice. I would also say, and we talk about passion.
Yes.
You should be joining groups and organizations that helps you to further your passion. In other words, your passion should at least be the same level leaving a meeting as going in, if not higher. If your passion is lower, then it's incumbent on you to ask why. And is there something that you can do to change that? Now, maybe it was not your fault, or maybe it's not the organization's fault, maybe the room was too hot or too cold or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you still need to examine, and that's what we talk about, you know, always be thinking, right? One of the things that people always ask me is, how do I juggle all these things?
How do I do it?
How do I balance? Because everybody says, you need a balanced life, you know, you got to balance. Well, I can tell you right now, my life is never balanced, my life was never balanced, and my life will never be balanced, okay? Because when I'm balanced, I don't move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always leaning. I'm always tilting forward, and I'm always stumbling forward, okay? So that's why I actually don't look for balance. Here's what I look for. I look for intersection. And that's my work with the Chinese Business Professional Business Association must intersect with my work and elsewhere. So that I do not live my life in silos. In fact, if there's anything I do a lot in my life, is to break down silos. So I don't say, from 8 to 12, this is what I do. From 12 to 1, this is what I do. And from 1 to 3, this is what I do. And therefore, you only have 5 minutes.
Right.
I don't do that. I would fit anyone in, and I'll see how we can link and interact and intersect different projects together so it becomes one big project. So my work with the Chinese community in Mississauga is also related to my work in citizenship. It's also related to my work in the military. It's also related to my work with when I was when I was working with other charity groups. So that's how I balance. I bring it's all one big tent.
Yes.
You cannot look at me in slices. For you to accept me and accept my work and interact with me, you must look at me as a whole. So with the age of your audience, of course you're going to university, and of course you have to study, and I appreciate how hard that is. But of course you also have to go to the party.
It's true. You have to live a little.
Of course you have to socialize.
It's true.
Of course you have to work. Of course you have to find part-time work because somebody has to pay for the tuition, which is, by the way, too costly. But that's another story. So this is all part of it. So you will find that I don't have one set of friends for this, one set of friends for that. My friends are my friends. They take me for who I am. They take me for all of who I am. I don't show you one side and then show somebody else another side. That's
right.
How I balance.
You're true to who you are.
Right.
As a person.
I try to be.
And Mr. Wong, you are also the president of AKW global enterprises. This is a strategic communications company that focuses on emergency management and planning, communications consulting, public affairs, and government relations. Clients of yours include the Public Safety Canada, Public Health Agency of Canada, the Department of National Defense, and Canada's Centre for Security Science. Mm-hmm. Please tell us more about AKW Global Enterprises, along with the work that you do.
It was a company that I started when I retired from the military, from the regular military, and joined the reserve. And it was basically a company that took my skills and knowledge that I learned in public affairs, in the military, and in life, and to relay it to a business model. Basically, I worked as a consultant to help government agencies prepare for emergencies. So we designed emergency plans. We designed exercises to practice those plans. I was part of a team that put together an exercise to validate the preparation for the G20 summits, for example. It was just a vehicle. I started AKW Global as a vehicle for me to put into practice what I've learned. You don't have to be that formal. You can find vehicles to put into practice what you've learned already. Whatever level you're at, whether it's in high school or university or post-grad or post-doc, there are sorts of vehicles. You don't have to set it up yourself. You could find other vehicles. This is where, coming back to your last question about CPB and other organizations, that's what you want to do. As you mentioned, attend a meeting. I would attend a meeting of any new organization and say, okay, how would I be able to leverage what I have to help this organization? In your case, you're a law student. You have an extensive academic background in legal studies.
Thank you.
If you and I were to go to an organization, doesn't matter what it is, it could be in the Polish-Canadian Chamber of Commerce, or it could be the Indian Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. right? The thing that would be foremost in my mind is, I wonder, with Magdalena's vast experience in legal services and legal studies, I wonder how that would help Mrs. So-and-so sitting in that corner. How would it help this organization in this area? And so that's how I think, and that's what AKW Global was. It doesn't have to be that formal. I would invite anyone to do something similar. You know, it's create a platform and create a vehicle. It could be on social media. It could be a social media-based platform. It could even be a blog. Here's who I am. Here's what I'm putting up. And it's through there you find your passion. That's what I did.
I certainly want to mention that it's been an honor doing this interview with you, Mr. Wong.
I'm so happy to be here.
I greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview.
Thank you.
And to all of our listeners today, I want to mention that Mr. Wong will be attending the NATO Association of Canada on June 2nd for an upcoming roundtable. I'd greatly appreciate it if
you
could talk more about this roundtable to our listeners today.
Well, what I'll be speaking about, and thank you for the kind invitation to speak at this roundtable. What I'd like to do is start a dialogue. But what does it mean when I say to you, you're a Canadian citizen? If you are a new immigrant and who just became a Canadian citizen, what does it mean? If you're an Aboriginal Canadian, what does that mean? If you were born in Canada, to maybe even parents of immigrants, what does that mean? So I want to have a discussion and a dialogue about what is the meaning and value of citizenship. And I think that's quite relevant when you see the mass migration that's happening around the world right now.
Yes.
With the refugee crisis in Europe and the mass movement of people in Africa and in South Asia partly because of climate change, I think the whole notion of citizenship is up for discussion, and we need to talk about that. So that's what I'm not going to address at all. It's a round table after all. But if anything, if everybody was to walk out there with the question, what do I mean when I say I am a Canadian? I think that would be a very successful round table.
I strongly agree with you, Mr. Wong.
Thank you.
Are there any final words you'd like to share
well,
with our listeners?
I'll be surprised if any of your listeners lasted so long listening to my
I'm sure a lot of people will listen.
To my boring talk. But if you're still there, I congratulate you. I would say this to you. Here's my final thought. Go out, make a mistake, enjoy it, learn from it.
Certainly, Mr. Wong. Thank you so much.
Thank you.